So Terry, as we start June here, this is the time when I think the Indians need to start putting things together. They just came off this series in Minnesota losing three in a row, and I'm thinking, what is going on?
Right, Amanda. That series could have been a chance for almost for them. It's hard to believe that you win the Central Division in June.
Yeah.
But you go in there, and Minnesota is considered the second best team in a very weak Central Division. You take, you know, you whack them three times, and that's over.
Right.
Especially, who was hitting a bunch of home runs?
Edwin Encarnacion.
Because we're always wait till, you know, it gets warm. You know, Edwin, who, when he hits the home run, he has a parrot walk. Yeah. He goes around the bases, puts his arm out. The parrot doesn't like cold weather. The parrot likes warm weather.
Right.
He hits. It's funny. It's like they got rid of Carlos Santana, didn't like cold weather, and hits when it's warm. Now they got another guy like that.
Uh-huh.
Encarnacion. And, you know, Terry Francona, in fact, said, looking back at the series, one of the regrets, he goes, you know, Edwin did the kind of thing that carries you through a whole weekend. You know, gets hot, hits a bunch of homers, drives and runs. Usually that's enough.
Yeah.
But what's been the problem?
It's been that pitching, the bullpen, and even the starting pitching has not been that great.
Yeah, the starters have been, you know, up and down a little bit, but the bullpen is.
Yeah.
And here's what is starting to impact, I think, everybody. You know, if you're a fan and you're watching the Indians and you're nervous when they go to the bullpen, what do you think they are, the players?
Very nervous.
Omar Vizquel was talking to me once, and I can't remember what reliever it was, but it doesn't matter. It's a guy, and he said, I said something about, man, when they bring in that guy, and they're like, oh, they got no chance. He goes, well, how do you think we feel?
Yeah.
So what do you mean? And Omar was a star with you, and he goes, you look out in the bullpen, he goes, now, you know, like he said, like when Mike Jackson was a really good reliever, he would come in and go, yeah, we're okay now.
Yeah.
You know, this guy comes in, he says, he's going to be nervous. He's going to start walking, guys.
Yeah.
You know, well, he said, players feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it is a emotional game about the bullpen. And we have been so spoiled the last number of years because that bullpen's been so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, right now you look at, yeah, they lost Brian Shaw, but a number of these pitchers who have been pretty good in the past, Zach McAllister, Dan Otero, Tyler Olson, they're all bad.
Yeah, well, what's going on?
On top of that, what happened to Andrew Miller?
Andrew Miller's injured.
Yes, knee problems, you know, there. And I really think what's happened with Cody Allen some is he's had to carry so much, such a load trying to get these two-inning saves, and he's getting worn down. It's been a total collapse of the bullpen.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you're a manager, how does that make you look?
Pretty bad.
Makes you look like an idiot because no matter who you bring in. Amanda, they're trying out people. They're just bringing in people every day. I've never heard of these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at, he was on six teams in 4 years, and it's like,
right,
what happened here? You went from this premier pitching staff. I mean, the last 5 years, the Indians have had bullpens rated either first, second, or third in the American League.
Right.
Ever since Francona's been here. So, you can't just say, well, the manager messed up. The manager knows what to do if he has a bullpen that's worth something. The pressure is on who right now to fix the bullpen?
I don't know.
The front office.
The front, okay, the front office.
Yeah, you got to bring some guys in or bring some guys up or do something. Because, Amanda, look, the way you advance, you know, is with a good bullpen. And the way you have misery is with a bad bullpen.
Yeah.
And right now,
it's pretty bad.
So we'll see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, especially when, as a fan, you're watching these games and then you six, seven, eighth innings, it's just blown and you're just feeling like you wasted a whole afternoon watching a game.
I mean, the remarkable thing about a bullpen when it's going well, if you go back to 2016 when the Indians made it to the seventh game of the World Series, remember their starting staff was decimated.
Yeah.
Carrasco was hurt. Salazar was hurt.
Right.
So they were out there with Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, and he had the drone injury,
right,
and Josh Tomlin.
Yeah.
But they were riding Andrew Miller hard and Cody Allen and Brian Shaw and McAllister and some of these guys, and they almost stole a title doing it because the bullpen was so good. Now, I do believe that that run there, because especially Andrew Miller pitched a lot of innings and just a lot of tough pitches. Mm-hmm. You know, remember he had some minor injuries in 2017, and he's had some more now. I think you sometimes pay a price for that.
Yeah.
So be curious to see. Now, if Andrew Miller can come back and be like Andrew Miller before, I think you'll see Cody Allen will be better, and at least some of the bullpen woes, not all, but some will be fixed. But until Miller comes back, and comes back pretty strong, they got real problems.
Okay. It is definitely troubling. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.